Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Ready to Love, Season 7, Miami, Episode 13, Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Yes, and, you know, big shout out to everybody who was in here early. waiting for the live to start, and interesting. Here we are. We're finally. Terrell, how do you feel? Because you know this is a show that you have loathed from the very beginning. You reluctantly came in here, kicking, screaming, and fighting every step of the way. Cuba Gooding Jr. and Boys in the Hood style. Every episode of the season. Here we are, the finale. How do you feel? And before you answer, don't forget we have one more episode to go still.
Let's just say I'm so excited to get ready to close this chapter in my life that I don't have to deal with this anymore. The show is terrible. this episode, it was like it's just the way it's produced, the way it's done. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is just terrible. I feel like they just rushed through. Okay, we have to get through this last episode so we can get to the spoiler of the reunion drama. It's just crap. It's crap. It's trash.
Hey, Robin, who calls you Scooter, says, you know, it took the whole damn season, but I'm here for this live.
Hey, I'll take that nickname, Robin. Doesn't bother me one bit. Scoot, scoot.
Hey, I'm sorry to tell you this, too. Unfortunately, Ravine says, two more. It's a two-part reunion. Yep, and I guess we do have two more episodes after this.
See, Ravine, why you got to lick the red off my candy? I was in a good mood. And now I got to realize I got two more episodes of this crap to watch.
Well, you know, just want you to know, the way you just expressed that, Stacey likes that. She says, I enjoy how much you loathe this show, so.
I get mad at myself every time I sit down and get ready to take notes. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this shit. Oh. Just can't believe it.
Well, you didn't have to take too many notes on today's episode, though. You know, here it is. They call it the finale, which it really isn't, because it's not even the penultimate episode, because they still have the two-part reunion, obviously. But we get to the final brunch, and you notice they purposely set everybody away from their matches. You know, it's like, all right, well, let's just shake this up, and everybody sit different places, you know? You know, like when you're in school, and they're like, sit next to somebody that you don't know.
I mean, I was paying attention to where they took them and, you know, what restaurants they were going to go to, and I have some judgments.
Uh-oh. Well, let's get to it, man, because, you know, Tommy told them it's time for the men to meet the women's family. And, you know, one of the things we noticed that Cynthia was still saying that she's stuck between two connections, Dre and Anthony. And, well, let's start with the first family meetup that we saw, which was Tony meeting Morgan's brother. Was his name Harry?
Harry.
Okay, I thought it was Harry, you know, when Harry met Sally. Well, before Tony even shows up, Harry is not playing. He's like, he's from where? New York? Okay.
We've all been there, right? We all have certain states, certain places people are from, where they're just like, wait, they're from where? I mean, think of the Zodiacs. People are like, oh, you're a Scorpio? No.
But let's be honest. What stereotype about New Yorkers has not turned out to be true?
They are a little aggressive.
I'm just trying to say. Who loves their city more than New Yorkers?
Well, I'm sorry. They're not aggressive. They're just passionate.
Okay,
that's about their city. That's what it is. They're not aggressive or angry. They're just very passionate.
Yeah. What I liked about it, though, was, you know, when Harry talked a big game, right, before Tony got there. And when Tony got there, he kept swinging. He's like, look, you're from New York. You got that New York alpha male energy and aggression. How's that going to play out here?
Yeah. And I like that he called him out. And immediately it was like, hey, the aggression is a concern. He said, if I have to come find you, it's going to be a problem. And I was waiting to see what Tony was going to do. And I'm sure Tony's just looking at him going, I could take you. I'm not even worried about it. You know, so I think Tony wouldn't phase. And then kudos, Tony got a real meal. I saw that. I was real. Like, yeah, if I'm going to be on the show and they're paying the tab. Yeah. Give me that tomahawk, whatever that was he had. It looked good.
I'm not going to lie. It did. I was looking at that steak like, damn, You know, that, I like it. I want my steak on a wooden plank too.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that, you know, Tony, he's clueless about his aggression issues, and he doesn't look at this as a problem. And not all New Yorkers are clueless to their aggression issues, but Tony has a problem. That dude needs some therapy.
Hold on, because Ravine says, you know, us New York women are angels, so apparently there are still a few.
Hell's Angels? Is it Hell's Angels, or what kind of angels are we talking about?
What you were saying? Lucifer was an angel? Stop it. All right, continue.
I also liked how Harry called him out about Natasha, although I'm really annoyed that they keep putting Natasha's business in the street, when she's not around to defend herself. But
yes,
I like that he called him out. But from a male perspective, I don't understand why that was an issue to Harry.
You know what? Here's the thing. And I hate that they keep doing this, because you make me have to take Tony's side, because they tried to corner him. And he's like, look, we had a connection. This was the first night we made a connection. I met up with her after. And then I made a connection with Morgan. What do you want me to do?
Right. I mean, that happens all the time in the dating world. And I just don't see the big deal. Just because it was your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why?
And that's exactly why.
It's not like he didn't have the connection with Morgan day one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that evolved. And so I just don't understand why he was acting that way about it. Do you think the producers, like, encourage Harry to, okay, when Tony comes, here's what we want you to do. Come at him a little raw and talk about this and talk about this.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because and the only reason I tend to believe you in that sense, and because I didn't think that at first. And now that you say it, I'm like, you know, Morgan did say they've never really showed much emotion to each other. And it's the first time. But here's what got me. This is the first time he stood up for me. Really? Why? It's because you just walk around with Nier in your purse at all times. So he knows he doesn't have to do this. But I mean, it was interesting, because even in this moment, he's like, you know, I'll come and find you. And, you know, he's, even Tony was just like, all this tough guy talk, stop it. You know what I mean? Tony wasn't fazed, because when Tony is fazed about something and actually believes that something can go down, he gets aggressive. In that moment, he was just like, okay, I know you will.
I think he was looking at the brother just like, no, dude.
Yeah.
You don't want this smoke.
Exactly.
So you can come find me.
No, exactly right. I don't think that he was really ready for that at all. He talked a good strong game, but you know, I don't think he really has that in him.
Mm-hmm. He might. I'd be the dude that just has a gun and just gonna shoot you.
Right.
You know, and I think Tony's the kind of guy you got to shoot. You don't fight Tony. Mm-hmm. You got to shoot Tony.
You know, Cynthia decided she was going to do the double date thing, because, of course, she can't. She's got two connections, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say this first. Cynthia's use of the wrong tense irks the shit out of me. I mean, she always is just using the wrong tense.
What did she say?
Anytime she says a sentence, it's always the wrong tense. If it's like, it's these people show, you know, shows instead of show. You know what I mean? It's the wrong tense. It's the wrong verb tense. Okay?
God, it irks me. Just,
what?
Nothing. Every time we come on live, I learn something new that irks you.
Well, that's because you've never spoken like that. So you would have known, trust me, if you did.
Goodness, you should just open your door right now and tell them kids to get off your lawn.
You're damn right.
Because you're just an angry old man.
Look, okay, I just want to point out, I'm not the only one. See, Nikki B says, I heard it too. She cannot have 2 degrees. Well, to her, it'd be 2 degree. And that's my point. Monique noticed it too. I noticed that too. Oh, Cynthia. Exactly. See, it's not just me. So as much as you want to come at me about this, I am not the only one that sees this. Okay?
Okay.
I'm all
my bad. My bad. I guess I need to listen more.
Even Dina says she cuts off her s. Ronnie says poor grandpa irks me too. I am not the only one. I just want to point that out. I know I'm not the only one.
I'm still laughing at 2 degree.
I'm just saying. I am the grammar police on social media. On Instagram, I am. There, there, and there. You're and you're. Yeah, I'm that person. All right, so let's move on. Because she brought her two cousins, Nadege and Tanishka, from the exotic side of her family, and her sister, Edna, to meet Dre and Anthony. What'd you think of this whole get-together?
I struggled with the names at first, but, you know.
Why?
Just struggle with the names at first. So she gets there, or the family gets there, and they're all talking. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, I've been on this journey and just all this crying.
I know that got you.
And I'm just like, I think if you got to cry, full out cry. The annoying cry is when it's like, and they do the little finger, like they're wiping a tear, but there's really nothing there.
Right.
I'm like, if you got to cry, let it out and cry. But don't do all this extra stuff.
Let me see the alligator tears. You're damn right.
Yeah, yeah. Show it. And so so I was curious what they were going to think of it, and when Dre came in. I was wondering which Dre we're going to get, which haircut, which hairstyle we're going to get in Dre today.
And he brought the mohawk.
No, so he comes in, and I think it was Tarnishka.
Yeah.
Immediately, she was just like, She had those eyes like, no.
And Tanishka was not buying Dre's BS. You know, so she's like, you know, well, no one is ever ready to know for their forever love. And she's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Nobody's ever ready.
Yeah. And he's like, well, no one's ever ready for her. I was just like, what does that mean?
Yo, that's because he's accustomed to feeding bullshit and people buying it. And, you know, they were just not there for it. And it's interesting because they didn't really grill him a lot. It was after that, they're like, yeah, whatever, you know. And it seems like Edna, which is Cynthia's sister, was really feeding into him saying, you know, well, I was a stepdaddy for 5 years, and, you know, I'm ready to be a stepdaddy for her kids and all this other BS that he was spitting. And then when Anthony comes, it's a very different story, to the point that, you know, the two cousins threatened him. And I like how Anthony called it out. All right, so both of y'all going to threaten me. What about you? I'm waiting on you. You know?
Yeah.
And I love that. Because you notice how he handles aggression. He's like, All right, bring it on. I'm here. You're not scaring me. And I like that.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I think Anthony's a better choice for Cynthia over Dre at this point. And I was surprised that her family was like, thought Dre was good and felt he was being genuine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how are y'all getting, you know, someone being genuine from Dre? Mm-hmm. Because to me, I just smell bullshit every time he talks.
Every time.
Yeah. Bullshit emotions. That's all I could smell.
It turned out like the women did prefer Anthony anyway, too. And before we get off them, I just want to answer Ravine. That was Tarnishka. That's the one that... Y'all so wrong, man, I swear. I just want to point that out. And to Sinan's fans who said, I think it's from her being from another country. I'm from another country. That's not an excuse.
Even hard on your own people.
James, I ain't say she was my people. I was just going to say that. All right. Let's go to Mercedes and her friend Vanessa, who came in ready to get chose herself, huh? What I like, though, is that she got straight to the point about that whole long-distance relationship thing. She did not mess around. And I feel like they didn't even bother to edit anything out of it. She just went straight for it, question after question after Mark Anthony. And as he tried to BS his way out and answer, you know, flimsy, she's like, no. And right back at him again.
But again, I think producers provoked that, because who does that? Right. If you're meeting someone, you know, that they're dating and you're introduced to your friends like, oh, so here's this. And so, boom, I'm going to hit you with a question. Mm. I know, like, when she came in, because I texted you, I was like, oh, Vanessa looks hot. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. I see this and this. I'm like, change that. But great that she went straight at Mark Anthony.
What irked you about Vanessa? Since before you even get to her calling out Mark Anthony, what irked you about Vanessa? Go ahead, let's hear it.
Okay, let me just say, I wasn't irked. I'm just not attracted to. I wasn't irked. I'm just not attracted to, you know, the visible chest tattoos and like those nails. That's just not my thing. But outside of all that, I thought she was gorgeous. And then when she kept drilling him and interrupting him, I was like, "Ooh, God, you'd be annoying."
Yeah.
Well, if this is how you are off camera with your friends or whatever. I don't know. I just don't like that.
I like that, especially when she asked him about being stubborn, and he was because I think it really showed another side of him that we haven't really seen. Because when she's like, so that you're always right, it's your way. And he's like, no. She made him stumble. I'm not mad at that, because you know what? That's what you put them in front of your friends and your family for sometimes.
Well, she was trying to flip his words, and that's what I didn't like.
You know, he didn't say
it was my way or whatever. It's just, I didn't really care for that. Now, kudos to Mark Anthony when she said, "You seem stubborn." He's like, "Yeah, I am. I admit that."
Yeah, and then when she dug deeper, he didn't know how to head. He saw the moonwalking out of there.
Yeah, I was just like, good for her, but good for him for owning up to it. Mm-hmm. But I think she had a valid point. How are y'all going to have this long distance relationship when you haven't really built a foundation?
Exactly. Yet?
And I've been in that situation where, you know, you start dating somebody and then a few weeks later you move. Mm-hmm. And so you'd want to try the long distance thing, but you haven't built a strong enough foundation to make that work. And I've learned that lesson, and I think it's important. And that's a huge gap. It's not like he's in Florida and then they're going to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. That's a huge trip. True, she can fly anywhere and she can hop, but I mean, what kind of life was that going to be for her?
Well, I think part of that is their age, right? Because let's be honest, in your 20s, long distance wasn't going to work. How many people in long distance relationship you knew that you hung out with? You know, if you catch my drift.
Remember in college, everybody has a boyfriend back home. So how are you doing now, though? He's not here, right? So well, right.
Before you go back and see him, let me talk to you for a minute. Let me give you a reason to come back to school. So Daddy says, talking about Vanessa here, she made a good point, because I was wondering what else he, being Mark Anthony, brings besides his face and charm, too. And, you know, I made a note about that. The fact that she brought out, like, look, this is what you, yeah, he's what you'd normally go for. That you can, I can see why you would like him, but what else does he bring? And when she asked that question, and again, this is why I love the question that she brought. It wasn't just to Mark Anthony, it was also to Mercedes. And when she asked Mercedes that question, what else does he bring besides his looks? She looked perplexed, like, What else does he bring? Because what meaningful conversations have they had, really?
I mean, who knows? You know, they could have had a lot of conversations off camera. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I agree with Mimi. He shouldn't have came on the show.
Yes.
if you don't live there, what are you on the show for? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's not fair to get someone into you and then be like, oh, by the way, this will be a long distance thing.
Right.
You know, who wants that?
And, you know, Monique points out exactly what you and I were talking about. Long distance relationships in college were always laughable. Yes. And fun.
Yeah. Oh, you got a boyfriend back. That's awesome. That's awesome. Where is he at again? What school? Oh, that's a good school. Good for him. So what are you doing after class?
What time is he going to call you? Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be quiet. Shh.
Oh, my God. Hey. Look, when we get to Jeffrey and her sister, Lay, right? I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it, Lay.
I was thinking it's Lee, but go ahead. Okay,
probably Lee. I mean, you know, I'm from another country. Did you notice? And I'm not the fashion police. I'm the last person to talk about anybody's fashion. But did you notice Dre switched up his shirt, but came with them same pants, right? The same pants he had on the other day.
Really? I didn't even notice that.
This is why you got, and you don't really do it. I don't do it. The designer jeans, you wear, these weren't jeans, they were cargo pants, but still, the ones that have distinct things, you wear it, when you wear it again, most people can tell you just wore that. Where if mm-hmm. you have your regular pair of jeans, you can wear that joker 5 days in a row. Nobody knows the difference.
Preach.
Right. And see, Preach. I just want to make sure. Yep. See, I knew I wasn't the only one. Because Gamora Zen says same pants. Yes. I thought so. As soon as he walked in, I was like, really?
He should have wore jeans. That's the great thing about being a guy. We can rock the same pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 4 days, depending on what you do.
You can't do the stonewash, they're too visible. The tears, too visible. It's too many easy markings, you know?
Right, right. Now, I will say that I thought Lee was very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was okay. So I'm looking at her and I'm looking at Jeffrey. And I'm looking at Jeffrey in closer. I'm like, I think I figured it out. I made the mistake of saying I think Jeffrey is on some things that makes her high. No, I think it's those eyelashes that she puts on are like 1.5 pounds each. And that's why she does this thing, because she's struggling to keep those eyes open, because those eyelashes are huge. I was like, what is your deal? And then like when they were, when they do the off camera, you saw like well, obviously that part was recorded later.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at her hair and I'm just like, ooh, you went from bad to worse after the show.
Well, okay. I'm going to leave that alone because I know exactly what you're saying. And you know what? I'm not the only one who understands what you're saying, because Nikki says Jeffrey needs to bake longer because her face looks casket ready. Y'all are just mean, man. Jeez, y'all are mean.
I'm not mean. I didn't tell her to put those 1.5 pound eyelashes on her face.
That's and Mimi's right there with you. That wig was a hot mess. Yeah, yes. The white wig, the white hair wig. Yeah, nah. That is not her look. It is not her look. I agree. Definitely not her look.
But back so to the again, day. So again, Dre comes in and she's like, you know, what is it about my sister and
yes,
I whatever and. Too. You know, there's no one that can compare to her. She's the most feminine woman. I'm like, the most feminine woman? What does that mean?
Well, probably the most fertile is what he meant.
He should say, she's very giving. She likes to give gifts to guys who don't want them.
Well, Lee did say that Jeffrey gives and gives of herself. And apparently that meant, you know, that she'll give a gift if you're lucky.
But then again, Dre throws in that, I've been a stepfather before. Stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop saying that. Just say, hey, I like kids. And I'm open mm-hmm. to kids.
Right.
And leave it at that. But stop trying to brag that, you know, you've been a stepdad before, so now you're great. Doesn't mean jack.
Exactly. Because just because you were a step, there are a lot of people who are daddies. They're not fathers. They're sperm donors. They're not fathers. It doesn't mean, you know, it's a stepdaddy. That don't mean you were a good stepdaddy. Okay, let's just get that clear.
Right, and we don't know, and we don't know what her kids are like.
Right.
Because it's great to say I'm going to be a great stepdad until you meet Bebe's, and then meet them Bebe kids. You might have a different tone. After a weekend with them on a road trip, you're like, you know, this is not going to work out.
You turn into old Wanda Sykes. What? They ain't my kids.
I don't know them.
You know, we get to the decisions. They got to the decisions really fast, because after they said they were going to meet their families, I'm like, well, are we actually going to make it through decisions? And they got to them really fast, right? Mark Anthony mm-hmm. and Mercedes, they walk up and Mercedes kind of, you know, lays it out that, you know, a long distance relationship is not an anchor. Which, where did we hear that before?
Well, I'm glad that she chose herself. Mm-hmm. I think she made the right decision. I don't think Mark Anthony was really in it for
exactly.
love and all that. And he didn't seem too emotional. He was just like, oh, cool, that's what's up. I get it.
Call you later.
What are you doing when the cameras go off?
Hey, when you're in New York, hit me up. And you know what? Judging by their sexual chemistry, I wouldn't doubt. Even though she said the right things, like, you know, I didn't come on the show for just a hookup, you know, but I still think these two are still going to be cool until she finds the person she's looking for.
Oh, so you think that whenever he's in town...
They had great chemistry, physical, chemistry immediately. You saw it, you could, and it's, you know, when you see it on camera, that's one of those things. It's like, okay, I'm sure you can feel it when you're in a room with them. They just have it, and I feel like that's what it is, because again, that's her type. That's what Vanessa said. Like, yeah, but you need more than this. What else is there? And she's like, all right, well, use them to find the right thing.
Who knows? You know, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, apparently people do hook up that weren't even on the show anymore.
Even though it's against the rules. You know, Dre showed up with his man bun, his capri pants, and his pickup ball shoes to go meet Jeffrey, who, what the heck was she wearing?
Eyelashes. I don't know what that outfit was, but I mean, she liked it. But what the hell was Dre wearing?
And why did he bring back the man bun?
Yeah,
you rock the mohawk for the dates, and then you come back with this.
Yeah, I'm like, Dre, what the world are you wearing? So, you know, Dre gives her his little speech, and then when she was like, can you hold these flowers? I was thinking, oh, is Jeffrey going to choose herself too? And she just wanted him to hold the flowers. That way it makes it easier for her to walk away. And then, of course, she started the blinking and and you're my biblical husband, and I choose you. I was just like, oh, gross.
I'll be honest with you. After she said, oh, my God, I love red roses, I heard nothing else. I saw them kiss. I'm like, oh, I guess they chose each other. I didn't hear anything else. I really didn't. I was like.
Yeah. I just the sound of her voice. I just can't. Yeah. I just can't even deal with that. But, you know, good for them. It's not going to work out, but good for them.
Anthony and Cynthia. So Anthony comes out, chooses Cynthia. What'd you think of this when you saw them together? Did you think this was going to be a match made in heaven?
I've been rooting for them. I think they're the only real couple that actually has a shot based on what they do professionally, personal lives, they're both parents. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good match. Mm-hmm. So I was rooting for them. So I'm happy. I think they're going to make a good couple. And I think he's a better fit for her out of all the guys that she was entertaining on the show.
You know, the thing about it is, you think about it, he dealt with her aggressive baby daddy. He dealt with her aggressive cousins. And he handled all of them well. And, you know, Cynthia chose Anthony, too. And then Anthony chose someone else to teach his daughter English because, you know, Cynthia's not going to do a good job. I'm sorry, I can't let it go. I cannot let it go.
You can't. Hey, babe, it's degrees. Degrees.
This is a this. Use it.
Okay. What I didn't like, though, is where's the closure between Dre and Cynthia? Uh-huh. Like, I was thinking that Dre was going to walk up to Cynthia.
I thought
hey,
so,
da, 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 yeah. And end it. And then she's going to walk to the other side of the park to go meet up with Anthony, where she's going to say yes. But there was just like no closure between that. I was like, that's odd. Most of these shows, there's that, hey, this is not going to work because you want to see the tears. But they just skipped all that.
No, right? She's going to be like, no, you were my first choice.
She's going to cry, put her makeup back on.
You was my first choice would be her way of saying all right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna leave her alone.
I liked it you a lot, Andre. I really did, but I just liked it Anthony a little bit more.
See, it's not just me. Okay, I know I can get you in here. Come on over to the dark side. All right, so Tony and Morgan. You know, this is the one that, to be honest, I thought toxic love toxic, and this is an automatic for me with these two, right? And as expected, Tony chose Morgan. No surprise there, right?
Because he just wanted to win. I don't think he really wanted her. He just wanted to. I was on the show. I walked out with somebody. Mm. Hulk smash, you know. So I think that's really all that he wanted. But I was surprised that Morgan chose herself.
Yes.
Because I thought she was going to go for this toxic dude, which is what she's normally into.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, Tony reacted the way we expect him to be. He was pissed. Now he only had smoke coming out of his ears. He allowed David Banner to stay there and not Hulk come out and Hulk smash, right? But the fact that he said Morgan would have to live with her decision for the rest of her life, it's one of those things where you're like, dude, you really think you're the catch, huh?
Oh, he sure does. He should. And if the camera crew wasn't there and this was just a couple out in the street, mm-hmm. she'd have got that arm hold. What'd you say? You gonna say no to me? Do you know who I am? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Okay, so here's the thing that, and I see a couple people in the chat are saying, like, Mimi saying she just wanted to pay him back for making her look crazy all season. And Gamora Zen says, I think Morgan stayed to embarrass Tony, right? Which is something, because come to find out, what did Morgan say? It was the comment that Tony made to Lyndon about if what was her name? Marcia was still there. Lyndon, you could have Morgan. She said that was the nail in the coffin. And to me, I went, so Morgan has been playing him ever since then, because you realize she purposely stayed with him in that space, right?
Yes, but I don't buy that. I don't think Morgan is that. Don't get me wrong. She's calculating. We all know. Mm-hmm. She's calculating with her schemes. But why did she let Lyndon go then? Because that whole thing, when Lyndon was there, she still could have kept Lyndon. She didn't have to get rid of him.
Right.
But she ended it with him just to
like Lyndon, though.
Purposely go with all this stuff with Tony. I don't want to give her that much credit. I don't think she's that good.
You know, so here's the thing. I still think that I'm going to go by her grand scheme of things, you know, her near scheme of things. But Nikki B says Morgan still did with Tony from up top after the cameras wrapped. That's why she's heard at the reunion. So it looks like Nikki's agreeing with you in this sense. Like, no, it wasn't just that. She, you know, she really did have still feelings for him. So
I think she did, you know, but I think I hope that she watches this thing and sees herself and is like, wow, I need some help. Mm-hmm. Instead of telling Tony he needs some counseling, you need to lay on the couch and talk to somebody your damn self.
And see, look, Danny says Morgan told y'all she likes grand exits. She did. So, and to point it out, Roni says she never wanted Lyndon. She never did. And Mimi says the same thing. She never really wanted Lyndon. That's why she couldn't choose him over Tony. Was like, all right, if I'm going to make my play here, and this is where it is. Played a long game, and she did it with Tony to embarrass him at the end. She knew he was going to pick
up. But this isn't like, you know, Married at First Sight, mm-hmm. you know, or Love is Blind, where at the end of this, you get engaged. And so that's why she didn't. You could have still chose Lyndon and wrote the show out with Lyndon and then have some fun. Y'all can break up, have the reunion, and everything be great.
Yeah, but you know what? Tony needed an embarrassment, and I think that's the key. Because you know what Tony doesn't like? Tony didn't like the fact that there was somebody else there, right? Tony was so sure of himself. She knew Tony was going to pick her at the end. She knew that because Tony kept saying it. And he's like, okay, I'll catch you at the end. And I'm going to let you give your decision first. Then,
well, we'll see what happens at the reunion, because apparently there's drama that's going to come up. I'm wondering who it is that Blue is dating.
Right.
I'm curious about that because I like Blue. Blue's my boy. I don't think that. I think out of all of these, Cynthia and Anthony are still going to be together at the reunion. I hope.
You know, it's interesting because the one you see that is not making it, Jeffrey and Dre. This looks like, and Jeffrey's coming back with that gray or white or, you know, Storm from the X-Men wig. We'll see how that one comes, because this looks like it's going to explode as well. So we're probably going to get the two juiciest episodes of the season, and they'll be the reunion.
Probably so. But what I'm curious is, after Morgan said no, did Tony send a special person a "Hey, you" text?
Look, this is going to be an interesting one, man. And we'll be right back here to cover it. And, you know, I want to say, we did talk about Love, 90 Day Fiancé, Love in Paradise. That's going to start up real soon, too, I think next week. So we may have a double coming up in a bit for at least a week or two. So We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But of course, Monday we're back with the next installment of Love is Blind. That's going to be Monday night. Are we back at 8, 7 Central again?
Monday, yes.
Okay. And then next Wednesday, we won't be able to do because you're on the road, right?
Yep. I'll be on the road traveling. So no Married at First Sight on Wednesday. We'll probably have to drop that one, what, Friday?
All right. So, wow. Okay, so that means we're gonna have we'll do one Friday, and then we'll have to do we'll probably have to do Ready to Love Saturday, and if 90 Day starts, then that Sunday. So we got
a busy weekend.
A busy weekend next weekend. All right, well we'll be here for it, man. We know we appreciate everybody for sticking around, checking it out. You're still here. Please make sure that you hit the like button. Let's get it in there. And you know, let's see. I think I saw one here. Nikki says, I bet Blue's dating Charisse from last season. Neither of us saw last season because that was the first Miami season. So yeah, we'll see. We'll find out and we'll both be like, who?
Yeah. Oh, good for Blue. Good for Blue. I just want him to be happy.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.